Blog Talk Radio.
I shot Reagan!
Network. Glad to have you here. Big, big show tonight. I want to announce a new lineup here at Torkel. Mike Sledge had to leave for personal reasons, and Kyle Hunt as well. So I'm replacing them with the best of Bob Tuscan. His mother will be proud. And our new sponsor for Torkel is Lipschitz Deli, the best kosher corned beef on rye you can get anywhere, and they will ship that to your house. They're in cahoots with Lobster Graham, and let me tell you, here in Austin, Texas, where I live, I tell you, it's incredible. And now Torkel is in bed now with Lobster Graham and Lipschitz Deli for Hanukkah, like my family celebrates, or Christmas. What's the difference? Send your favorite Jewish friend a Lipschitz Deli sandwich, courtesy of the Torkel Broadcasting Network. It is great. It is great. Now, the best of Bob Tuscan is going to run, and I guess I shouldn't announce everything on air, because I am from Texas, but I've got rid of my southern accent, so I can sound like a crackhead Tom Brokaw. This is Dove Cohen of Blacklisted Jews Radio. By the way, we will send that direct if you donate to Torkel. If you donate to the network, we will send you a free corned beef on rye, packed in dry ice, kosher, and made to really make an impact. And when you buy that sandwich, you'll be supporting not only Lipschitz Deli, Torkel, and me, Dove Cohen, but you will be supporting the truth movement as a whole, because we have to stop the racist and out of control Jew haters that have infested the truther movement. And I am glad to say that, you know, it is great. Bob Tuscan will be my co-host tomorrow on Blacklisted Jews Radio. Tune in for that. It's going to be great. Oh, man, we are rising, folks. We are, you know, our listenership, now that I got software that makes my show look more presentable and like it's getting more downloads, is unbelievable. We are just rising to the top of the charts. Everybody wants to hear what I have to say here on Blacklisted Jews Radio. You never know what you might get. And we got a big, big show today here on Blacklisted Jews Radio. We're going to talk about anarcho-capitalism, Oh, the new book, Wheat Belly, great book. I'm hearing now that if I play my cards right, I'm becoming so big on this show that I might even get a gig on the Drew Riley Factor on Fuck News. Yeah. Yours truly, Dove Cohen, might be on Fuck News with Drew Riley to talk about Wheat Belly. Can't wait to do that. Oh, by the way, Truth or Palooza. We're going to bring the sponsors on for that. Should be a good time. You can camp out in your tents and pitch a tent with Larry Sinclair, Obama's gay bathhouse lover. That's coming up soon. Oh, and don't forget to tune in to the best show on Toracle, Rob Chowda and J.J. Stink. They're the best show on Toracle. Oh, my God. It is unbelievable. If you haven't heard the Rob and Julin show in the morning with J.J. Stink and Rob Chowderbrain, oh, you got to tune in for that. They talk about all kinds of important stuff. They talk about Full Funk Fridays, which is amazing. They actually play funk music. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I love funk music. I love listening to two guys talk about chemtrails and fluoride and blame it on globalists. Yes, that is where we're at. And thanks for tuning in. Now, we might take calls on this show of Blacklisted Jews Radio. With me, Dove Cohen. As you know, I like to wear my rabbit fur hat as I'm exploring the rabbit hole deep. You know, it's going to be great. Oh, we have an exciting, exciting lineup coming up. Not only is it going to be the best of Bob Tuscan, we're going to put in place of Mike Sledge, who left because he said that he wanted to had family issues and that he's left Toracle to move on. And God bless him. He's such a good friend of mine. I love him dearly. And I wish him all the best. You did a great job while you were here, buddy. And I'm so sad you're gone. Nathan Frazier is coming back for the Wigger Hour for 2 hours from 9 to 11 on Sunday. As you know, he replaced the two homosexual yoga experts that like to extend their biceps on prayer mats. They're not Muslim, but they are just gay, and they like to chakra and all that stuff, and they like to and they also like the book Wheat Belly. So tune in on the Drew Riley Factor on Fuck News coming up very, very shortly, where me, Dove Cohen from Blacklisted Jew Radio, will be talking to Bill Drew Riley, the Jewish leprechaun, on how to stay away from wheat and vegetables. All you need to consume is pork, 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 okay? And you'll be doing good. You'll be in shape like me. Oh, by the way, I'm eating Kind Bar right now. I'm eating Kind Bars, and I'm excited about that. Just smoked an ounce of Kind Bud while I'm eating Kind Bars. And my host tomorrow, it's going to be a great show. You don't want to miss this. David Seaman, a Russian Jew, is going to be my host on the show to talk about geopolitical politics from Russia. Also, Barry Kasparov will be coming on Blacklisted Jew Radio soon to talk about how the Putin administration is tyrannical and evil and denying this Jewish chess player a position in the Kremlin. It's going to be an awesome show, folks. You don't want to miss it. Also, tune in to I'm going to have a big guest coming up after that as well. Gerald Celente. Yeah, Gerald Celente is coming on my show. And then after that, you don't want to miss this. Mark Greenbaum and the Sounds of Bigfoot. Yes, we have discovered here at Blacklisted Jews Radio, with me, Dove Cohen, with the rabbit fur hat, that Bigfoot is actually at the top of the pyramid, and that is why we need anarcho-capitalism, and we need to support Ron Paul. And, oh, by the way, folks, we have a new sponsor here at the network. It's called Anti-New World Order Water Filter. It is great. It is a great water filter. It's anti-New World Order. When you drink it, when you put water through the filter, it makes you realize that we all need just to get along like Rodney King, and it makes you love Jews, it makes you love this show, and it makes you want to tune in every day at blacklistedjews.com with me, Dove Cohen. So thanks for tuning in. Big, big show. We might take phone calls today. Jesus. We might take phone calls today. Got a big crowd. Oh, nice people in the chat room. If you want to join us at Blacklisted Jews chat room, we got Gov Hater. Jesus, you're still there? I thought you were wearing women's lingerie and having a dildo up your ass. We got Steve-O. Steve-O. We got Oive Diosofo Balls. I love him. He's cool. We got Greg in New Jersey. I love Greg in New Jersey, you see. He's the best. We got it's a big, big room here at Blacklisted Jews Radio. So come on in. We're gonna talk about the issues of the day. We're gonna talk about the news. Lots going on here, folks. Now, what I find interesting is that the globalists, okay? The globalists and the New World Order are trying to have a takeover of Wall Street. And that's why, if you listen to the show right now, Blacklisted Jews Radio with me, Dove Cohen, I have to tell you, you need to remember this one fact. Invest in weed. Invest in weed. Invest in weed and organic chocolate bars and water filters, okay? That is how you stop the New World Order. And also, you know, what we need to do is start taking responsibility for our actions, okay? And really learning how to love one another, okay? There's too much hate going on and too much stuff. And, you know, I am trying so hard to clean up Toracle. I got a lot of bad, bad people on Toracle that I just have to get rid of. And by the way, I guess I can go ahead and release this now. I've got rid of Mike Sledge and Kyle Hunt. I destroyed them with one stroke. I'm a keyboard warrior, and I just hit delete everything, and they were gone. Poof, just like that. And I have to tell you, folks, that the reason that me, Dove Cohen, got rid of those two is because the network had become infested with real information, okay? Real information. So we had to get rid of them. Oh, by the way, Cliff High and the Cliff High Report is going to be a whole show on Toracle now. 5 days a week, you're going to hear the Cliff High Report. He's going to talk about how his computer is a robot that he modeled after Lost in Space and Danger, Danger, Will Robinson. And that not only are we all going to die with hot lava from a new volcano, a super volcano coming from out of the crust of the earth, but how the way we fight that super volcano that Cliff High is talking about is to drink my new organic Java fair trade coffee. Yes, 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 yes. I am right now drinking fair trade coffee and drinking and eating Kind bars and smoking Kind Bud. I'm real smart, you see. I'm educated. I'm from Austin, Texas, but I've tried real hard to get rid of my Southern accent so I can sound like the Tom Brokaw of the truth movement. This is Dove Cohen. This is Blacklisted Jews Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Big, big show tonight. Bob Tuscan and his mother might show up. Eli Lipschitz, David Seaman, a Russian, might show up to tell us about geopolitical problems in Russia and how the new Nazi Gestapo is taking over there and really hurting, really hurting, you know, people of freedom, you know, people that love menorahs and yarmulkes. So you want to stay tuned. Big, big month planned ahead here on Toracle. This is going to be a big deal. You know, this network surprises me. We started out a couple years ago, you know, and we had groundbreaking shit on this network. We had We had... Oh, my God. Thanks for tuning in. You know, this is Mike Sledge now. Screw that clown. That carny ass clown from Austin, Texas. Dove Cohen. And his stupid fucking network. Toracle. Yes, me and Kyle were deleted. Without even, you know, let me just tell you what happened. I got into it because, you know, I believe my listeners and the people that listen to my show need to know the truth. All right. And the truth is, after calling in a friendly conversation and being told that I was a racist and a douchebag when I could award edgewise, okay. Okay, I hung up and said that this guy, because, you know, for the first time, I'm going to give you the inside scoop, the dirt, the inside baseball on these douchebags in this movement. Let me tell you something right now. This movement is full of slimy motherfuckers, okay? Slimy, slimy motherfuckers. Let me just say this. If you stand up for Western civilization, if you stand up for exposing elite Jew corruption, okay, and you stand up against the real enemy, they do not want to have anything to do with you, okay? Nothing. And then they accuse you of being a racist. Then they accuse you of being a white supremacist. And let me tell you something right now. This is the most low form of ridiculousness that I've ever witnessed in my life. And let me just tell you right now, I'm glad to be here on Renegade Broadcasting. I want to thank Kyle Hunt. I want to thank Lou from Lou's Den. I will be on Renegade now. This is my new home. I am gone from Toracle and blacklisted Jew Radio with Dove Cohen. He got mad at me because I laughed at a joke about Haitians. You know, I'm from Georgia, okay? A Haitian joke is funny sometimes. I'm not a racist. Talk to my black friends. They'll tell you. Oh, he hates us, but he's cool. He's cool. It's a joke. But you see, these little assholes, these little scaredy cats that hide underneath their desk every time someone says something true, and they hide behind self-righteousness, they hide behind their, I'm so smart, I'm Doug Cohen, I've learned to pronounce my words grammatically correct. They hide behind lies and illusion. And let me tell you right now, Mr. Doug Owen, because I'm calling you out, you coward. We have a argument one-on-one, and you want to tell me and get mad and delete my shit from your network? Good. I'm glad you deleted my stuff from your bullshit network, because I don't want to be associated with you anymore. All right? You're a disgrace. You're a goddamn disgrace. You don't have the balls to tell the truth. You don't have the balls to identify the real enemy. So why don't you just quit Toracle and get a job on an AM radio station talking bullshit about Ron Paul and goddamn flat tax and open up for Sean Hannity on KLBJ or something? All right? Why must these clowns fake in front? Why must these ass clowns fake and front and pretend they're a part of some anti-New World Order programming? What a fucking joke. You're anti-New World Order? Are you fucking kidding me? You're mainstream, melt-toast, politically correct shit. And you want to fire and get rid of some of the most popular shows on your fucking bullshit network? Give me a break. Shit is what it is. And I don't give a fuck. I don't have to worry about no bullshit water filter. I don't have to worry about some goddamn organic coffee. I don't have to worry about some stupid fucking full-on funk Friday and some goddamn colloidal silver ads. Or some ancient coin commercial. I can just talk directly to you guys. And I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. I really do. I really do. I'm done with it. See, you don't fuck with me. Let me just say that. You don't do it. Because I'm not going to shut up, and I'm not scared, and I'm not going to bite my tongue. I'm not going to do it. You coward. You could have at least called me and said, you know what, you're fired. We have a man-on-man argument, and you want to act like a little, as Celtic Rebel would say, a little bitch boy, and not even tell Kyle Hunt. Kyle Hunt had nothing to do with our argument. And you want to get rid of him for no reason? Screw you. Hide underneath your desk, you little bitch. So there you go. I'm proud to be at Renegade Broadcasting with people I know actually care and don't lie. Don't lie. And by the way, let me just say this. Lee Rogers is a man of class, and I totally respect Lee Rogers. I totally respect Charles Giuliani. As a matter of fact, I respect most everybody at the Oracle Broadcasting Network. Okay? Let me make that clear. But you know what? I'm not the type of a person that's going to hide behind underneath the Black Pope throne and hide behind the GIB microphone and let some little faggot play games with me. All right? I'm not going to do it. So if you want to listen to my show, you can do it here on Renegade Broadcasting. I want to thank Kyle and Lou for really working hard to set this up. And hey, I can say that I'm the only guy that's been fired from Oracle twice. So I'm proud for that. So I kind of wanted to kick it off tonight. I mean, I really, you know, and by the way, this isn't done out of hate. This is done out of respect, you know. I believe that, you know, if you're going to be professional and run a network, you should at least tell the person, you know, hey, I didn't like the way you talked to me in the argument, and I'm going to kick you off. I'm going to fire you. Okay, I would respect that. I might disagree with that decision, but I would say, you know what, you're a man. You came to me, and you talked to me, and said, you know what, you know, I think you were a little mean to me or whatever, and you hurt my feelings. You hurt my feelings. And, but no, Kyle didn't get that courtesy. You know what he got? You know what the fuck we got? We got deleted from the lineup without even being told. And guess what? The same thing happened to the Truth Militia. Same thing. So you know what? Screw that network. I will tell you right now. If, you shouldn't give any donations to that network anymore because it's going into this bastard's pocket. It does not get to Charles Giuliani. It does not get to Celtic Rebel. Okay? It goes straight into Dove Cohen's pocket. Okay? So if you want to donate to people you like, give the money to Celtic Rebel. Give the money to Charles Giuliani directly on their website, on their PayPal. Give the money to Kyle, okay? I have a job. I don't really need it, all right? I don't want your money. But the whole point is, do not give your donations directly to Oracle. The money doesn't go to the host. It doesn't go to the host. And then they get mad when you bitch about little fraudulent fucking sponsors they have. And they complain like little whiny babies.
You can't make fun of the water filter.
Fuck this. So here's the way I operate. Here's the way I operate. You fuck me over, I come out. That's it. Done. Who cares anyway? You know, it's not like I was getting paid to do the show there. Oh, my God. You can't make fun of anything. Can't do it. You know, can't do it. You have to be a keyboard warrior and sit here. Oh, and here's my theory, by the way. I'm going to go ahead and put out my theory. And maybe I can preempt the world of sorrows, okay, from happening. Bob Tuscan left. Here's my theory. After we're all gone, I think Bob Tuscan will be coming back as a host on Oracle. Since we're talking about conspiracy theories, shit, let's talk about the biggest conspiracy theory of all. Right? Let's talk about the biggest conspiracy theory of all. Tuscan leaves. This is kind of like, you know, the criminal Jew always leaves before the drive-by occurs, right? He's like, or before they bust your wall in. It's like, oh, guys, I've had fun hanging out with you, but I'm a little tired. I think I'm going to go get some rest. And he walks out of the room, and all of a sudden, bam! And then after everybody's cleared out, he comes back. Yeah. So here's the new Toracle lineup. Here's the new Toracle lineup. It's going to be Rob Chowderbrain and J.J. Stink. And then it's going to be rebroadcast. Dove Cohen. Then it's going to be the best of Bob Tuscan, followed by the Bob Tuscan show coming back. Then it's going to be Leroy. Oh, Lee's gone. So it'll probably be Blacklisted Jews Radio during Lee slot rebroadcast. And then Jeff Rentz and his gay mustache, porno mustache from 1 to whatever the fuck it is. And then the same thing every again. Oh, Charles Giuliani will be there. You know, I hope so. And that's it. So that's the way it works. That's the way it works. And I just wanted to do this show tonight because, you know, I didn't think it was fair. I'm the one that had the argument with Dove Cohen, okay, not Kyle. And Kyle didn't do anything. And he was just 86th along with me for no reason at all. And I think that's pretty shitty. Without a phone call, without an email message. And that's pretty amazing, isn't it? You can always tell someone with integrity when they just sack you and don't even have the balls to call you or tell you. Don't even have the balls. Pretty shitty. Pretty fucking shitty. So cheers to all the people here tonight. I mean, I consider you my friends. I really do. And I'm going to continue to do shows because I'm not going to shut up now. I'm too pissed off to shut up. You know, I'm too pissed off to shut up, frankly. You know, I used to get scared and get defensive and back down and let people have their way and shit like that. You know what? Those days are over. Okay? A couple years ago, I snapped out of it and said, you know what? Fuck everybody. You know, I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to do, say whatever the hell I want to say, and, you know, let the chips fall where they may. And so I really want to thank everybody tuned in tonight. It means a lot to me. And I want to thank Kyle for allowing me to come on Renegade. Kyle did a great show, Star Theory Radio. Me and him did shows together. It's a great show. And I think that that network has made a big mistake. His show was brilliant. I thought I did okay. And there's still great shows there. Celtic Rebel show, I love. The Rebel Path. Charles Giuliani, of course. Dennis Fecho. And support those shows, because this has nothing to do with those guys. And they have great quality shows, and they need to be supported. But support them directly, please. Support them directly. You know? Put food on their table. Put food on their table. Support the Truth Militia. I like those guys. Those guys have been straight up with me. They've been honest with me. And they're the real deal. And they're great guys. Andrew Shawley's a great guy. Now, this is probably a big mistake. Probably by mentioning all the people that I like. I'm sorry, guys. But if you do get fired, you can always come to Renegade. Oh, my God. You can always come to Renegade. And, look, I mean, I'm joking around tonight, but I'm really not mad. I'm really not. As a matter of fact, I'm excited. And let me just tell you why I'm excited. I'm excited about Renegade Broadcasting, because I think, you know, if we put our heads together, and I did a show with Truth Militia a couple weeks ago, great guys, and we had talked about, you know, I've talked about the anti-Hasbarat pack, you know, Dean Martin and Frank Junatra and Sammy Davis Jr. had the Rat Pack, you know, and they combined and stood together in solidarity and protected each other, and they built an empire. And I would like to see all of us, and that's why I said I made the pledge a couple weeks ago, and I will stand by it, by the way, folks. I will never attack another show that is exposing our common enemy. And that is the pledge that I have made, and I'm not going to break it. I'm not going to infight with those that are exposing the real enemy. I'm not going to do it. We need to stick together, and we need to promote each other, okay? And we need to help each other, and we need to stand in solidarity. Even if we don't agree in everything, we need to stand together in solidarity. And so let me just say, the anti-Hasbarat pact needs to become a reality. I got an email the other day from a guy that wants me to have Kevin McDonald on the show. I'm going to do it. So if you're listening, that sounds great. Love to have him on the show here in Renegade. And it's commercial free. We don't have to worry about bullshit water filters or goddamn, you can grow tomatoes in concrete, you know, or any of that. Or back before the time of Moses, real coins or stickers. You don't have to worry about that bullshit anymore. We can just talk with no commercials, and that's how it goes. And we're going to do it. And we're going to do it. This is real. RenegadeBroadcasting.com. And if you're listening on Blog Talk, we do have a chat room. That's RenegadeBroadcasting.chatango.com. Or you can just go to RenegadeBroadcasting.com. And we're going to start building this up. And I want to thank Kyle and Lou for this. And it's very important. And we need to stick together. And I'm counting. And I mean this sincerely from the bottom of my heart. I don't want any money from you guys. I consider the guys in the chat, the guys listening to the show right now, to be my friends. I really do. 100%. And I don't want to sell anything or scam anything or any of that bullshit. I just want us to hang out like in a pub and have a conversation and share ideas. And I look forward. And this is why I'm actually happy today, because I'm looking forward to the future. You know, change is a good thing. It is a very good thing. And we need to go through change, and we need to move forward. And now, you know what? We can build a network. We don't have to worry about the BS anymore, you know? If you're tired of dealing with the BS, create your own system, your own network, and don't worry about it anymore. And let me just say this. This will be a network where we will expose the people who need to be exposed. We will not apologize for it, okay? And we will treat our listeners with respect and not try to scam them out of money. And I think that's important. It's very important. And that's what we're going to do. And so this is actually an exciting thing. You know, everything, you know, I don't believe in, you know, accident. I mean, there's accidents, of course. But, you know, I think in your life, I think things do happen for a reason. And I think it's a good thing. I think I needed to break free from that network. And I thank Dove Cohen for the opportunity to break free. And I thank Dove Cohen for giving Kyle the opportunity to break free. Because I think that once we put our heads together and we really sit down and listen to you, the listener, and respect you and not treat you like a piece of meat just to come on our website and abuse you and really have an interaction with our audience, I think we can build something that will be very vital and important for exposing the enemy in the times we now live. I want to thank Craig in New Jersey, all my friends. Very important. We did shows together. I think we're great shows, and I plan on having him on Renegade whenever he wants to come. Or, you know, I mean, we all need to stick together, and it means a lot to me. And you guys are the salt of the earth, and I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. I'm going to play a song now, smoke a cigarette, and get back with I got some stuff I want to get into. So let's do it. Let me find a song here. A good one. A good one. A good song. I want something kind of upbeat. And let's see here. Let's see. Unlike. Yes. Here we go. Be right back, folks. Yes. Welcome back. Joy Division. Love that. Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. This is Down and Out Radio. This is Mike Sledge here on the Renegade Broadcasting Network. And you can check out Kyle Hunt's show. He's usually on tonight. Lou's Den, check that out. My show will be on Thursdays from 8 to 10 on Thursdays, just like I used to do on that other network before that guy went crazy. Seems like a lot of people in this trooper movement are losing their minds. I'm starting to believe in HARP. Maybe a HARP is sending down microwave frequencies and people's brains to make them go nuts, you know? You know, I had the last Blog Talk Network I was on. This guy was a Catholic, then an atheist, then a Muslim. Next month he'll probably be a Jew. And John Preston, very important, on Tuesdays. Tune into his show. Great guy. This is going to be awesome, folks. Kyle Hunt Mondays, John Preston on Tuesdays, Lou's Den, my show on Thursday, Lou on Friday, I believe, my show on Thursday. It's going to be a great network, folks, Renegade Broadcasting, and it is an honor to have you listening and to be here tonight. And we're going to do this. Together, we're going to do this, okay? And we're going to keep on exposing these rat-faced bastards. Because as you're seeing, you know, there is a price that you pay when you talk about the real enemy, when you talk about the real criminals. You can talk all day long about organic gardening and all day long about a globalist and the Vatican assassins. But when you really expose the real enemies, let me tell you something, folks. Let this be an example. There's a price that you will pay, and that is a price that I'm glad to pay, and I'm sure Kyle would say the same thing. It is an honor. It is an honor to be in the position that I'm in. It makes me feel like I've been doing my job. And screw those ass clowns. Because let me tell you something. As this world moves forward into the abyss, not because of Luciferian Satanist or globalist or Vatican assassins or Muslims or black people or you know, Mexicans or whoever the hell they want to blame. They want to blame everybody but the criminals really running the show. Okay? Everything is fair game. Let me give you an example. I was kicked off the Jew Ryan, Orion Network, by Jimmy X, Jimmy the Jew Berriman, Jimmy X, back last year, you know. And if you ever listen to his show, he makes fun of blacks, he makes fun of Mexicans, he bashes women. That's all fair game. Kick the people with no power, with no real power, okay? But God forbid, he even says, as Celtic Rebel pointed out when he was on Lee Rogers, he said, this site now is a hate-free, speech-free zone or some shit. That means hate speech means, you know, you can't talk about the Jews. That's what it means. That's the only thing it means. It means you can talk about anybody else. You can you can talk about turning the Middle East into a glass parking lot. You can talk about black people and how they're stupid and make fun of them. You can make fun of Mexicans and whatever you want to make fun of. But God forbid you expose the Jews. God forbid. Then you're hate speech, you see. But here's the hilarious part of it. If you're a Jew and make fun of everybody else on the Goy plantation, you're welcome. You're welcome. You're a man of peace. You're exposing the truth. You know, you can call people Goy and all this kind of shit. And you're welcome. Oh, come right in. Come right in. Yeah. You're welcome here on the Free Speech Orion Network. Oh, yeah.
oh, yeah, blacks are stupid and Mexicans are the problem and women because I'm gay and I can't get laid. You know. Oh, yeah. But God forbid you expose. God forbid you expose the people that are running the banks, the news media, Hollywood. And by the way, if you expose those people, I've been told, I've been called a white supremacist now. Yeah, I'm a white supremacist. Hilarious. Hilarious. So now I'm a white supremacist and I'm a racist, all because I talk about a group of people that are ripping us. And I don't even talk about, I don't even make fun of Eli Lipschitz and his mother. I don't talk about the low-level bagel chompers. I give them a pass. I'm like, come on and listen to me. It's cool. I worked at a freaking chicken plant, a chicken processing plant for many years with a Jewish guy. He wasn't part of the conspiracy. I have nothing against him. But I'll educate him on what his high-level people are doing. Just like I'll educate a Southern Baptist when he puts that fucking money, that fiat currency in that golden plate that's used for foreign aid to Israel, or a fucking new stained glass window to support some douchebag like Mike Huckabee. All right? It's time to get real. And that's what we're going to do on Renegade Broadcast. And we're going to get real. We're going to get real. And I'm hearing this too, by the way. I'm hearing, you're a racist because you support Western civilization. You're a racist because you think that Europeans created a good governmental system. That's racist now. So if someone was to say that blacks are good at basketball, that's okay. Okay? Or blacks are good at jazz music. That's okay. Or Mexicans, you know, are good workers. Okay? Or, you know, but God forbid that you say, you know, that Europeans created a good governmental system, which, by the way, has fed and clothed more people globally, all races globally, than any other system. How many people have the Jews uplifted globally and clothed and fed? How many people have the Jews fed in Africa? Huh? How many people has Mexico fed globally? Not including the taco stands, okay? Not including those. That's a joke. I love you guys. Oh, Jesus. You see, what they've done is a very brilliant scheme, folks. What they've done is they've created left-wing dipshits who follow political correctness on the left, okay? And then on the right, they have Jew-funded left-wing hippie dipshits on the left, and on the right, they have a right-wing Jew-funded neo-Nazi fag dipshits on the right. And then guess what? When you actually start exposing real corruption, you get attacked by both of those sides. All of a sudden, the hippie, dipshit, politically correct people start attacking you, and the right-wing, neo-Nazi, skinhead, Jew-funded nut cases start attacking you, you know? And you find out very quickly when you really start talking about real corruption that you're hated by everybody. Jesus Christ, everybody hates you. Oh, yeah. Everybody hates you. Well, folks, let me tell you something. When you find out that everybody hates you, you know you're right where you need to be. And I'm proud of that fact. And that's where I plan on continuing to go with the show. I plan on moving forward with that. We need, in order for survival, now, in order to better ourselves culturally and societally through societal evolution, we need all of us together. We need to be able to expose our common enemy, okay? When you see the Mexican government hearings and parliament proceedings taking place on C-SPAN, I urge you to tune in because the Mexican government is not run by the Mexican people. It's run by a bunch of European Jews that have taken over that country. Right-wing death squads that killed in Latin America were done by groups like United Fruit and various intelligent fronts. You have to understand that the CIA is a Mossad front itself, all right? So those people aren't even ruling themselves. Their own indigenous people are not even ruling over them. Just as in this country, we're not being ruled by Americans. We're being ruled over by Israelis. Our government is not being run out of Washington, D.C., the District of Criminals. It's being run out of goddamn Tel Aviv. So all of us need to wake up. Libya, you've been taken over. Iraq, you've been taken over. Afghanistan, England, you were long gone a long time ago. Germany, you're screwed. Greece, they're consolidating there. We need to wake up collectively, not communists in a communist way, but to say, look, all of us, okay? They are pitting us against each other to have us destroying one another on the Goy plantation, and we're not pointing the fingers and really taking it out on the people that have done us dirty. Talk about a dirty Sanchez. That's what they've done in Mexico, folks. All right? They've screeched and saved by the bell all of us with the dirty Sanchez. It is unreal. And so what I want to focus on as we move forward on Renegade Broadcasting is the enemy, the real enemy. And that's not done out of hate. That's done out of love, okay? We need to stick together. Because let me tell you something. It is amazing how they divide us and how they put snares in our way. And this latest episode is just another example of it. Another example of it. There is a price to pay when you expose the real enemy. And let me just say this. This is proof, by the way, folks. Proof, by the way, folks. That, you know, you don't see any people getting sacked for talking about, you know, for hanging out with Dan Dix. You don't see anybody getting sacked for hanging out and talking about organic gardening and growing goddamn organic rhubarb, but while they, you know, meditate and eat parsley with some rabbits in their backyard. There's nobody getting sacked for that. We are getting sacked and hit for exposing the truth. And it's not gay, gray aliens. Well, maybe it is gay, gray aliens. I mean, George Cavasius is pretty scary. And he is a representative of the Palladians. Make no mistake about it. But, folks, it's not aliens. It's not the Black Pope. It's not Vatican assassins. Okay? It's not Luciferians and dark German death cults. What dark fucking German death cult are you talking about? You can't even say the word Jew in Germany. Maybe we should start calling Germany right now Jew-many. Yes, you can't even say Jew in Jew-many. You might get arrested. Asked Ernst Zundel that. Look at his story. And so you can't really say that in Canada. They've got these laws passed almost everywhere now where you can't. And let me just remind people that right after the Bolshevik Revolution in Russia, when these Hasbarat pigs took over, I'm sorry, pigs, that's giving pigs a bad rap. I apologize, pigs. These Hasbarat rodents, when they took over in Russia after the Bolshevik Revolution, the first thing they did was pass hate speech legislation. If you even whispered Jew, you were a ice picking ice for the goddamn Politburo in Siberia. All right? Now let me get back to this douchebag on Toracle there, this Dove Cohen and Blacklisted Jews Radio. Let me get back to this son of a bitch. He has a show called Blacklisted, and somebody else came up with this, but I don't want to say who because, you know, it might be detrimental to their, you know, whatever. But I'm not denying you credit if you're listening, and maybe down the road I'll tell you who it was. But this friend of mine, a very close friend of mine, told me this. He goes, isn't it funny that you've been blacklisted by Blacklisted News Radio? The show is called Blacklisted News Radio, and the only person blacklisting anybody is this jackass. He's the one blacklisting people. And not only that, but the show's title is based upon Jewish mythology. The Blacklist? Wait a minute. The Blacklist hearings were when was actually one of the few times where our government did the right thing and started investigating Bolshevik Jews and their infiltrating of all our agencies and our governmental structures throughout the country. And it's hard to find even one name on that list that was not a freaking Bolshevik. And it goes without saying that most of them were dead Jews. So now all we hear about is McCarthy was so evil, the blacklist. So this should have been heads up a long time ago. When a show actually glorifies a Jewish media propaganda campaign of protecting Bolshevik Jewish, elite Jewish commies, that should be a heads up, right?
The Blacklisted Jew Radio, I'm going to blacklist you.
Dude, your whole show is based upon Jewish mythology. Unbelievable. 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 And this will never end. This will never end. I swear to you right now, this has motivated me, and I will make sure that I'm here to do this show on this network. You know, the best way to motivate me is to piss me off. And I'm not really pissed off. To tell you the truth, I'm not pissed off. To tell you the truth, I'm actually happy because now we can move forward what we need to do. I mean, why? This is one thing I want to say. This attitude is what we need to move forward on. Why should we rely on people that do not have our best interest at heart when it comes to anything? We need to be entrepreneurs and we need to support our own people, okay? Everybody that knows the common enemy in this movement, we should support each other and build our own network. And screw these clowns that want to hold their little power over us, okay? Screw them. We've been too lazy, myself especially. I've been lazy. And I'm not going to be lazy anymore. I'm not going to. There is too much at stake here. And I'm not about to let this venue be controlled by a bunch of people that are censoring and controlling people just like the goddamn television does. I mean, at this point, there is no difference between torical and fake news in Fox News. There is no difference between torical and InfoWars at this point. At this point, what's the difference? And I want to stress, there are a lot of good shows still there, and I want to promote those shows. I probably shouldn't because that means, you know, I'm probably cursing those shows. Celtic Rebel, brilliant show. Great guy. The real deal. I love that show. Okay? Charles Giuliani. What can I say? Kyle Hunt. What can I say? Dennis Fecho. Stand up, man. Class acts. Every one of them. Lee Rogers. Nothing but love for Lee Rogers. Okay? Lee Rogers is a great guy. I have total respect for him. But let me just say, you know, you know, it comes to a point where we're either going to have to put up or shut up. And if we want to survive and we want this information to be passed down to the next generation, okay, because let me tell you something. They've censored everything. There's hardly anywhere for us to go. You can't even talk about these bastards in Europe. You can't talk about them in Canada. And a lot of places in Latin America, you can't say nothing. All right? In Russia, for years under the Bolshevik Jew commies, you couldn't talk about them. And now in this country, you're getting, they're putting pressure on you for exposing the real enemy on so-called free speech anti-New World Order networks. If you want to expose the New World Order and you don't want to expose the sons of bitches that run the goddamn thing, then what good are you? What good are you? You're doing nothing. Nothing. You're pissing in the fucking wind. That is all you're doing. And these jackasses always have the same fucking thing they tell you. I'm like, well, look, the CEO of Monsanto is Jewish. The CEO of this company is Jewish. The CEO, the head of the Federal Reserve is Jewish. The head of the Department of Interior is Jewish. The head of Jesus Christ, the chief of staff of the Secretary of Treasury, the goddamn head of the CFR, the even the Pope is a Jew. Oh, my God. Yeah, but it's not a Jew conspiracy, and quit spreading hate. Quit spreading hate. Bash Mexicans. Make fun of black people. Okay? Attack their proxies. Whatever you do, and I knew this from the start, folks. I mean, look. You know, most everybody in this country, it's like the biggest secret ever not told, right? Everybody that has any brains or has an intelligent family unit tells you, look, the Jews really run everything, but you can't say anything. You might lose your job and you will not get a raise. Yeah. You will not get a raise. And that's the way it works. Welcome to the Jew World Order. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play a song here, and then I'm going to take phone calls. And I'm hoping some people call in. That would be great. I think that would be fun. And I want to talk to you out there. So call in, and I'm going to take I'm going to play a little music here. And I'm going to take phone calls. And if there's no phone calls, I'll keep bitching and complaining about Toracle. Okay? That's what I'll do. That's exactly. Let me find a good song here. A good song here. All right. Here we go. Be back in a minute, folks. All right. Welcome, Bizak. Let's go to the phones here. We have, this is great. We have Truth Militia calling in. It is an honor. Let me bring both of them on here. One and two. Hello, guys. Are you there?
Yes, Mr. Mike. How you doing? It's Keith.
I'm doing great, Keith. Great to have you call in, my friend.
Yeah,
hey,
man.
Mike,
good
David
to hear.
David in Texas. Can you hear me?
Oh, Dave in Texas. Okay. Hold on, Dave. I got both of y'all. That's great. It's great. Great
all
to have
right,
both of you on.
Deal.
Dave in Texas. Awesome.
Hey, Mike, I just want to say congratulations on leaving Dove Cohen. I was just talking about this on our show last night. I was telling all you guys to leave that fucking guy alone, man. Get away from him.
Well, yeah, it's happening
yeah,
now.
I'm glad to hear that, too, Mike. So
well,
I guess this means you're not still going to be trying to get me on Oracle now, right?
I guess it's impossible, but you can come to Renegade.
Hey, that'll work. I told Kyle... I'm going to be getting a new computer here real soon, and I'll probably be able to join sometime after the first of the year.
That would be awesome, and I can't wait, man. We need you on board, Dave, and you got great information, and it's an honor to have you call in. Keith, honor to have you call in. You know, and we all need to stick together. You know, the anti-Hasbarat pack, I'm sick of this shit. You know, we need to come together. I mean, we might have differences and so forth, but we all agree on what the common enemy is here, and it's clear that if you talk about that one thing, you're going to be punished for it. There's no doubt about it. And this is proof, Keith and Dave.
Who is that, the Chinese?
Oh, yeah. Or Charles
the Mexicans, say, man.
Another Mexican.
Hey, Mike, I'm going to go ahead and let you go. I just want to touch base with you here and let you know I was going to be joining you. I've got stuff I got to do, all right?
Absolutely. So look forward for David from Texas to join Renegade after the beginning of the year. It's an honor, David. Thanks for calling in, my friend.
All right. We'll talk to you all later.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, good deal. I'll get a new show to listen to. Dave from Texas there. Should
yeah,
be good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Nice.
So, Keith, man, let's rock it. Can you stay for the rest of the show?
Yeah, I can stay, sure, if you'd like me to. No problem.
I would love
I'm
you to,
I'm not doing
man.
Anything anyway. I'm just sitting
Let's
here
with
an ice-cold Sierra Nevada I just poured myself.
Yeah.
So.
I love Sierra Nevada. It's the beer that tastes like skunk weed.
Yeah, it really does. Kind of smells a little bit like it, too.
Yeah, yeah.
not that I know what that smells like, but
oh,
you know,
no,
I hear that.
Yeah, you hear that.
Yeah. So how you doing, man?
Doing great. And like I said earlier, man, actually, you know, this is a great thing. It needed to happen, and now we can really, really do what we want to do without having to worry about bullshit. You know what I mean? That's all that is.
Yeah, I think it's great for all you guys at Renegade. I praised y'all last night on our show, like I was saying. I'm so glad that a lot of you guys are at least partly breaking away from there, because I told you about that guy already, man. I already told you about him. He's no good over there, that Oracle. He's going to be hooked in. You guys are all going to see. He's going to be hooked in with Alex Jones's website. He's going to be hooked in with the Intel Hub. It's going to be a whole conglomerate. Wait and see. Mark those words.
Oh, yeah. I actually agree with you. I'm glad you brought that up, Keith, because I actually believe now, since we're talking about, since we do conspiracy shows, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about the conspiracy. So we do that. I believe that after they clear all of us out of Toracle, they're going to bring Bob Tuscan back. That's my theory.
Well, they might. You know, he's, you know, that'd be a good addition. I guess I don't know what kind of ratings the guy had before, but, you know, I find that, you know, I don't like him. I don't like him at all. And I tell people I don't like him or not.
Well, actually,
know,
I heard
so.
That he's got a new gig. He's doing advertising for sleeping pills now.
Is he that really? Are you kidding? Oh, God, he needs to be doing something because, you know, the bullshit that spews out of their mouths on the radio stations out here, you know, people could do without, because all it does is confuse people and get people down the wrong path, which is what happened to me and
yeah.
what happens to a lot of people. You know, you're chasing, like I always say, these ghosts and goblins, and you can't focus on what the real problem might be till you run across a guy who's talking about it.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't last long. I mean, even on all the networks, those shows that are exposing the real criminals, they're getting squeezed out and put on the bench and second string time slots from RBN to all of them, you know? It's a total joke, dude.
Yeah, and what about Orion, too? What was her name? She got tossed off of there on Orion for talking
Carly,
about the Jews. Yeah,
Dr. Carly and Maggie, right?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And we need to get in contact with them, and we need to stick together and make sure that when these people get canned and sacked by these Jews on these Jew networks, that we need to make sure we keep in touch with them and bring them on so they still have a voice, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. And, you know, like I was saying last night, I was saying, you know, nobody's being paid at these networks. I don't believe anybody is. And if they are, they're getting very little, so it's probably not even worth the check it's written on. And anyone who puts up with that, you know, censorship or anything like that needs to just leave. I don't understand. What is the big attraction to staying? I just don't get it. You know, I can't understand it. You know, the people are going to follow the host. They don't care what network you're on, Mike, or Kyle's on, or whoever else is on. They don't care what network it is. They just want to hear you talk.
Well, you know, it's like this. And they don't even want to hear us talk. They want to hear information exposing who they know is causing the trouble, you know, and scamming us and ripping us off. And, you know, and it's not about us. It's about the information. And that's what they hate so much. They hate the information. Because, look, all we do is just let it rip, man, and we just try to tell the truth and put it out there. And people are hungry. This is proof that people are hungry. I mean, right now, 29 people at Renegade Broadcasting chat room. That's great. Your show's truthmilitia.com. Okay, the Truth Militia here on Blog Talk. Great show. Check it out. Sunday night, 9 to 11. Brilliant. And you guys are ripping it up, getting huge numbers. I mean, we don't have to be on a freaking network no more. We have the internet. We have technology. As long as we can show them where to go, they'll show up. And we need to stick together and we keep on ripping it, dude.
Well, that's the thing. You know, we might not agree on everything, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is what people need to understand. We might not agree on everything, and I sort of have kind of a harsh way about me sometimes, and I, you know, I curse a lot, and I'm kind of rough and raw, because it's just the way I talk. You know, half the time I'm on doing my show, and every time on your show or anybody else's, I forget I'm actually on the radio. This is how I talk with my friends, and that's what some people don't understand. You know, I don't do it as a show or as a gimmick. It's how I am. You know, that's what people don't understand. And everyone has their own delivery. Mine just happens to be a little bit raw and rough because I'm pissed. You know, especially with the school shooting here that happened Friday. You know, enough is enough, man. Enough is enough.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I said it last night on my last show on Toracle.
I like that.
Look, these people hate us. You know, I talked about the international United Nations human rights laws, right? You see, when the United Nations was created after World War II, and they created the United Nations, they came up with the International Human Rights Clause, and that does not include us because it was created by rabbis and elite Jews, and it was based on Talmudic law. And under Talmudic law, if you're not a Jew, you are not a human being, okay? So if you're not a human being and they view you as an animal, do you think they'll have any problem with seeing your children blown away in some concentration camp, a real concentration camp called a public school?
No, they don't care. That's what people have to understand. They don't look at any non-Jews as human beings, okay? They look at you as animals. And that's what people don't get. And this all comes from, you know, it's not coming from me. It's not coming from Mike. It's not coming from Giuliani. It's not coming from any of us. This is in their own writings. I highly suggest that you guys out there go pick up the book by David Duke called Jewish Supremacism. All the quotes are in that book. It's a great read. It's an easy read. It's a nice reference book to have on hand. When you're trying to explain to people what this Jewish problem is that we're encountering here. And this is nothing new. This has been going on for, you know, hundreds of years, thousands of years in some instances. So it's nothing new. It's just that we've got this great new outlet called the Internet where people are finding out about this and they're waking up, and I believe big numbers they're waking up in.
Absolutely. I think so, too. You know, and it might not be huge, but guess what? It's happening. I think it's bigger now than it ever has been. You know what I mean? And look.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Keith. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, man, that's all right. Yeah, you know, I was thinking the same thing. You know, I haven't been involved in this whole thing for terribly long. I just, you know, found out about all this stuff about going on about 3.5 years now, almost 4 years now, and just been on to the Jew question about a year now, maybe a year and a month, something like that. So, you know, more and more people, what happens is they're being hit with the Alex Jones, and then hopefully they get out of that Jonestein camp and actually find out what's really going on. And I find that, believe it or not, guys, more and more people are really leaving the Alex Jones's bullshit. They know it's all nonsense because they're like, wait a minute here. Who are the people they're talking about? You know, you can only tell people it's globalist, you know, Luciferian so long.
Right.
Okay. Before they want to dive down and find out, well, who are these people? And then that's when you make the connection.
Absolutely. And here's what's interesting to note, Keith, that Alex Jones, that Oracle, that American Freedom Radio are all not only in Austin, Texas, but they're located within a couple blocks of each other in Austin, Texas. Okay, folks? Very
Orion is also? Orion
no,
is also?
Orion, no, Orion's even worse. It's in a, it's out of New York.
Oh, God. Where's it by the Lebedevich headquarters there in Brooklyn? It's out of there.
It might be.
Yeah. Shit. Who Schneerson, that fucking scumbag? Oh, excuse my language, Mike. I don't want to use that language
show. This is I'm off of Toracle, so fucking cuss.
You know, Schneerson rabbi there who was head of Chabad there in Brooklyn, he probably started it up.
You know, I've just got information from a high-level source in the NSA that the Jurian Network is actually run out of the basement of the Hebrew National Hot Dog Company out of Brooklyn.
Yeah. Have you ever been to Brooklyn, Mike? Have you ever seen those Chabad Levitovich walking around there? Have you smelled them?
I've smelled them. They smell like, oh my God.
Oh, God.
I'll tell you what they smell like. They smell like rot gut Taco Bell bean burritos that you forgot about under your bed on an acid trip.
Yeah. It's absolutely horrible. I mean, I'm not kidding, guys. You can smell these people from 10 feet away because they don't bathe, hence the term filthy Jew. Okay, this is not just a term that we were saying because it's, you know, we're being mean. No, they're filthy dirty. Okay, they don't bathe, they don't shower. It's disgusting.
Yep, it's disgusting. Hey, Keith, we got some other callers on. You're my guest host for the rest of the show. So you want to take these other calls, find out what's going on here?
No, I want the show out of myself. Pull them up, man, pull them up.
All right, hold on. Let's
pull them up.
This is the 610. 610, are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Mike? It's Charlie.
Hey, Charlie, baby, what's up?
Nothing, man. Just I just got hit with a 2x4, man. I can't even imagine, and I didn't hear the beginning of the program, so I don't know what the details
are. Oh, shit. You need to hang up now or you're going to get fired.
I don't know what the details are, but I can't imagine what would have happened that this should have went down. I'm sure that you got some time, during this week to talk about it. I'd like to talk to you about it, so.
Damn it!
I'm like you said before when I was on your program, dude. Like I'm in a dichotomy here where
I know,
busted out of this Alex Jones bullshit and realizing more about what's happening, and Like, what's next? I mean, what's going to happen next, man? Are other people labeled on the network as well? What's going on?
Well, you are now.
You got put down at Doug's Black Book.
Oh, yeah,
watch
you're
out.
Being blacklisted by Blacklisted Jew Radio. So just to let you know, damn it, Charlie, he's writing your name down right now. You just called in to Mike Sledge on Renegade.
He's putting the date and the time down.
He's right now. It is approximately 9:23, Shaliak, Cold News Reality Report. I'm here. I'm happy to announce, people, that not only is David from Texas going to join us at the beginning of the new year, but Andrew Shaliak, the Cold News Reality Report, here, right here on Renegade Broadcasting, starting probably in February.
But, you know, I mean, I'm just a student, man. I don't know too much. As I said, I'm just in the embryonic stages of learning, you know, of being re-educated after the Alex Jonestein experience.
Well, hell, that's what it is, Shaliak. It's re-education, man. I had to go through the same thing. It's strange. You know, you don't realize it until it smacks you right in the face, and then you're like, whoa, this is real.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just wanted to call up and say that, you know, everybody that I've met on Oracle, you know, I haven't really spoke to Charles Giuliani, but, you know, Kyle, guys like Kyle, Rebel, Mike Sledge, you guys have got enough knowledge about the things that are going on here, man. I just sit here and I listen to you guys, and I'm like, I just realize that I don't know jack shit about what's going on. So I've learned things.
Charlie, you have a great show. I love you, man, and thanks for calling in, dude. And listen, man. I would love to do comedy with you in the future, man. We can do some good stuff, man. And it really means a lot to me that you called in. I swear to God.
No problem, dude. I just wanted to say that I'm sorry that happened, and I'll be in touch.
Hey, Shaliak, it's no big deal, baby. And check out Andrew Shaliak, another good guy in Oracle, Cold News and Reality Report.
All right, brother. I'll be in touch.
All right, dude.
Later.
Yeah.
Andrew Shaliak.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I've never listened to his show. I've never listened to it. I've just heard him on Renegade when you guys do that roundtable. I think it was two shows ago, maybe. I caught the replay. You know, that's all I know about the gentleman.
Yeah, he's a great guy, a good guy, and he's a real person with integrity. And I'm proud to call my friend Andrew Shaliak. Thanks for calling in, my friend. Hey, Keith, let's go to another one here. We got the 608, baby. 608, are you there?
Wisconsin coming at you. Mike, you did it. You did it to him, man. What'd you do? You're starting a war.
Yeah, starting a war.
Because, you know, the problem is when you gather a bunch of real men together to accomplish a certain mission, that not only intimidates the bitch boys, but it intimidates the controllers as well. Are you sure that you care to push forward with this agenda you have here?
Absolutely, because you know why? I'm so tired of working and paying bills that I'm hoping they assassinate me, and I can go to sleep and not have to go to work anymore because I hate my job. I like that.
See, but now that you said it, they'll let you suffer.
I know. They're not
going
to kill
me
now. God damn it. I'm going to have to do this fucking show the rest of my life.
Well, you know, the end of the world's coming, so it ain't too long, man.
Well, you know, Jesus is coming back, and I'm going to be raptured with Kirk Cameron. And I'm going to watch Growing Pains reruns every day for fucking a week, you know? In heaven, baby.
Hey, but whatever's your pleasure, man, but that's good stuff, man, good stuff. You know, I think that when people start to notice that they're being used, as a pawn in someone else's game, They tend to deny it. They tend to make excuses, you know. And I'm really glad that you, you know, picked up what was being put down right away, man. And I think it's good stuff. And I appreciate your fortitude. And I look forward to working with you.
Hey, man. Thanks for calling, man. It means a lot. I really mean that. I really appreciate it, my friend.
All right, take it easy.
All right, man. Later. All right. Now let's go. Keith, I got the 201.
Yes, sir.
I got the 201 now, right?
That's New Jersey.
Joyzy, what exit? New Juicy.
What exit?
Hold on. Let me hit this shit again. Hello, 201. Ain't nobody there. The fuck is this shit?
It's the ADL.
Can you hear me?
201. 201.
What do you think? Can you hear me?
Oh, Greg in New Jersey.
No, 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 no. This is the rabbi.
That's rabbi. Jackie Mason. That's Jackie Mason.
Hey,
It actually sounds exactly like Jackie Mason. That's funny.
Yeah. I wanted to call in and tell you guys we've got you cornered. You're all wrapped up. We're almost done. Doug, the plan with Doug Cohen, it worked perfectly. We're happy here. We got rid of the Lee Rogerstein, but this renegade, hey, we're going to plan to get some shiskas on you, and that'll take you boys right out of the picture.
Blackmail.
No, Jewmail.
Yeah, Jewmail. Yeah, like, let's not
Joyce.
Bring the blacks into this.
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
From Joyce. Well, forget about it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Greg, man, are you in North Jersey or South Jersey?
Yes, I'm in North Jersey.
Oh, yeah, I grew up in Bergen County, man.
That's where I grew up. Still
oh,
here.
Did you?
What town did you
okay.
grow up in?
I grew up in the Saddle River.
Saddle River. Oh, you went up
yes,
to. You grew up in the big Saddle River, huh?
Yes, I grew up very sheltered in Saddle River, and then when I got out, I said, "What the hell is going on in this world?"
Saddle River is a very nice town.
Yes, it is. I was very lucky, as a matter of fact, and I told a story about that on one of my shows a while back. Yes, I was very lucky and very blessed to have grown up there and didn't have to deal
Which
with
part
the.
Of,
Did
you live over by Richard Nixon when you used to live there or what?
Yes, sort of by him, a couple miles away from him.
My brother and I put a deck on his house.
Oh, did you
way
really?
Way back like in 1981 or 82.
Oh,
82.
Okay. Okay,
and,
good deal.
He was very nice. He came, him and his wife came out and he'd give us orange juice. And I always thought he was very nice, you know, very nice guy.
Yeah.
He'd always say, like, it's a very hot day out here, boys. You're more
yeah.
than welcome to use my pool after you get done.
Yeah,
hey,
no, he was always very pool. Yeah, he was always very courteous. I actually waited when I came out of college, I waited tables for a little bit at a fine dining restaurant at the Saddle River Inn there in Saddle River. And he actually came in for dinner a couple times and was very courteous and very nice.
Hey,
and
Greg.
Not a fake nice, a genuine nice.
Yeah,
hey,
he was genuine with it.
Enough of this Bob Vila and New Juicy shit. Let's talk about the Jews.
Like, hey, what do you want to know? They don't call it New Juicy for nothing now.
Yeah, what exit? They have a bagel stand now on the Jersey Turnpike. You know, if
right.
you have like a Jew pass card, you get a free bagel
uh-huh.
and lox when you pass the fucking express line.
We have the easy Jew pass. That means you pay us in advance and you go down the highway. You don't have to
yeah.
slow down. We charge you $13 to get over the George Washington Bridge. We're about to rename the bridge. We're going to have a big dedication ceremony. It's going to be
Let me tell you something.
It's
going to
be the Bloomberg Bridge before too long.
Oh,
it's going
to
be great.
Oh, yeah, the Jewburg Bridge. I went to New York City recently, last Christmas, Hanukkah holiday, and picked up
Hanukkah.
Eddie Manns. I drove Eddie Manns from New York to Georgia, okay? Oh, Eddie Manns, right? It cost me a fucking $100 to go to Long Island. $100 I could have flown
the
on
only,
goddamn
the only,
Spirit Airlines.
It's the only one city we charge admission to. It's great. We love it.
It's like if you want to smell Jewish BO, you have to pay $100 on the Juge Washington Bridge to smell a Hasidic armpit.
Oh, they're all over the place there. And it's not even just the city. It's upstate New York, like Ramapo, and it's disgusting. Right in Rockland County there. Oh, they're everywhere over there.
Hey, listen, I remember when I was a kid, we were my parents wanted to buy a summer home to get us out of my father's hair when we were off from school. We bought a place upstate New York by Lake George. But he was thinking about something closer to home, so we went to the Catskill Mountains. To an area called Yankee Lake.
Yankee Lake. That sounds
actually
like
a very, very nice. It's a very nice area, except when we were pulling in, we went by one of these old Catskill hotels that was all run down, and it was surrounded by Hasidics.
Oh, God.
And my father just like said, "Nope, getting out of here." My mother was
smart
like,
man.
George, what's the matter? Like, we are not going to be around those people. People are freaking dangerous.
No, you get fucking crabs.
No.
You get fucking crabs jumping in the lake.
Oh, man, those people, they would probably, they'd probably kidnap. I think my father was smart about it. He was like, they'll probably try and kidnap one of the kids and do some bloodletting ceremony on them. Let's get the hell out of here.
They will butt rape you and then hold you hostage and make you do a show on Orion Network. Hey, kid, we're going to start you out in Orion after we butt fuck you, and then we're going to put you out with Dove Cohen and Oracle. You're going to be a star, kid. You're going to be a star.
You're going to go places. Hey, you're going to
go places
in the show business.
You're going to go down in my pants. Oh my God!
But I'm actually quite glad there's going to be a lot of good, exciting things happening after the new year. You know, and
New Year's Eve.
After the New Year's Eve, yeah.
Not unless the world ends on the 21st. The world's supposed to end on the 21st. Don't you guys know anything?
Shit, I hope it does.
Please.
I hate my job, and I don't want to go back to work, and.
Well, that's what Freeman Fly was saying. The world's going to end on the 21st, so he knows.
Oh, yeah, Juman Fly. He's cool. He knows
he looks like a heeb.
Yeah, he hangs out with the guy from the Church of Satan with two dicks in his forehead.
Yeah.
He looks like a Vladimir Lenin with two fucking cocks. Dildos.
The Church of Satan is all Jewish. LaVey was a Jew.
Yeah. Anthony Levin. He's so evil. He got his penis cut at his bar mitzvah, and I gave him $200 and a bagel. I said, go spread Satanism. Go do it. Oh, it's like butter.
Well, it's whatever they can do to make a market and separate people from their money, they're going to go for it.
Yes, sir. You have that right.
They're doing that to this market now. They're going to try it. Hey, where can we find a way to make some money off of these people?
Okay, Renegade Broadcasting.
They'll get somebody to write a book, or they'll, you know, somebody will do something, and they'll just try to exploit it. See how much money they can get, how much intel and money they can get out of the deal.
The intel heebs.
And that's what I guess that's where Toracle is going. It's going to be all Brents and Intel Hub guys.
It's
right?
going to be Jeff Rents and his gay mustache from the Chicago bathhouse, and Intel Heeb, Dove Cohen, and Blacklisted Jew Radio, and Rob Chowder and JJ Stink. That's where it's going. That's where it's fucking going.
Chowder and Stink.
Chowder Stinky. And Stink.
Stinky Chowder.
Stinky Chowder in the mornings with Dove Cohen, with Rabbi Dove Cohen, and then later in the night with the best of Bob Tuscan, followed up by Jeff Rents and his gay porno mustache.
What a guy.
You know,
with Charlie McGrath and all the rest of them. Oof.
Yeah, but Rents, the thing with Rents is at least he has David Duke on his network.
You know what? He does, but he ought to shave his mustache, you know?
Yeah, it's kind of a weird, he's kind of a weird-looking fella, huh? Does he really look like that, like his picture with that gray, like, bouffant hairdo and the mustache? Does he really
Dude,
look
he,
like that?
Who even knows if that's a real person, that picture, right? You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, so odd. I mean, if you look at it, it doesn't look real. You're right. It looks completely fake.
It's like you're wearing a wig.
Yeah, exactly. He looks
Louis
like
the 14th wig.
He looks like a crystal meth porno star from 83. You know? Yeah, I fucked. I fucked Holmes, John Holmes, and now I got a radio show exposing the Jews.
He doesn't expose Jews though.
No, he doesn't.
He does. If it wasn't for his show, I would not know anything about Cobalt 69.
And all the aliens.
Isn't that a malt liquor?
Yeah, it's called a...
I need to get myself a freaking 40, man. 40 of Cobalt 69, man.
What you're listening to now, Cobalt 69, the Rothschilds, satanic, psychopaths, are coming and they're mad at Iran. They got the Cobalt 65. They're going to put it there. And the HAARP, the Hurricane Sandy, all connects to Cobalt 65 material planning and plotting for the satanic, psychopath, Rothschild dynasty conspiracy to control the weather and to put Roseanne Barr in your mind.
That's how those guys talk, Mike.
It's the six Cobalt 69 with the radical extremists, Luciferian or Rothschilds, who are going to kill all and every one of us. They're all going to be feverishly die. They're all going to be drowning in their own puke, eating their own feces, all because the Bush administration, in cohesion with the Jews of the Rothschilds, the Luciferian people, we're all going to fucking die.
Hey, we got another phone call here. Hey, guys, what is the 608? What the fuck is that?
I don't know.
Philly, I think.
Who?
Philly. It could be.
Charlie?
Is it? Charlie
again.
See
who it is.
Or it's
608. Hey. Let's do the. Oh, he's gone. Let's go to the 612.
Oh, it was payday.
Hey, 608, call in. 612, what's up? He's gone.
612.
The 612. Hey, the 612. You just dropped out. Call yeah. back. payday Monsanto. Was that him? That was the.
Could be. That's 608, maybe.
Let me see if I can get this bastard up here. That was payday. Last time he was on, he was in rare form, I heard, on the...
He's been laying low ever since.
Yeah, he's been laying low. He's like, dude.
Dude, it was horrible. We were talking about, you know, going down and shooting up people in the Congress. And not a good idea, man. Got to lay low for a little while. I got to stay undercover.
Well, they don't know where you're at. It's like, goddamn, that truther rapper with his mixer board in Philadelphia. Son of a bitch. Let's fly some black helicopters. Okay.
And black helicopters are real.
Oh, yeah, I know they are.
They're all over.
My house. They fly over my house.
Right.
Today.
Along with the V-shaped craft, they're all over the place.
Oh, by the way, the V-shape is real, Keith.
I know. Believe me, I've seen it, but my camera malfunctioned like always. I just can never get the shot.
Yeah. I heard that Bigfoot was flying the motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Don't you know,
you know
the V-shape? The V-shape is the shape of the Yiddish Schwamm. Okay?
Yeah, V for victory, V for vendetta. I'm flying over your house now. I got Wayne Mattson high up in the NSA. We have Kraft.
We have Area 51 people that have left the New Order. They've joined me here in Austin, Texas, in the 512. We're going to fly V-shaped craft over the New Order and Illuminati and take over this thing. Not here in Texas.
Well, you know, according to Stuart Swerdlow, you know, the underground bases, look out for those things because there's reptilians and grays everywhere, and they're running the world from underground bases. Mount Shasta, California is one. Come on, guys. Let's talk real stuff here.
Well, now that you mentioned it, they have Shasta, and now if you go back in time, they're bringing back the 70s soda pop Shasta. It's connected to Mount Shasta at Dollar Tree stores so they can drink the Floridization of Nazi soda pop to brainwash us into accepting the Black Pope and the Antichrist when he comes up to power.
Well, isn't the Black Pope funding Renegade?
Renegade is funded directly by the Black Pope and Shasta.
We don't want to give away any secrets here.
Oh, shit, I better shut up. Shasta Soda is the secret funder of Deconstructions and Star Theory.
Secret sponsor. Welcome to Renegade.
Bosses.
Nope, this is the home of the shrimp gun and the new semen stain stick remover.
Let me see some here. I think I have the, let me see what I got here. I got this. Let's hear this.
Truth of G in the house, you know what I'm saying? Truth of G. Yo, dropping my new album, man. Straight out the closet, you better look for it. We're going to bring it real to the truth movement, you know what I'm saying, man? We're going to bring the truth, a truth revolution, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I got beef, man. Chris Gio is attacking. Let me tell you something, we got beef, man. Yo, Gio, you better back the fuck up, man, you know what I'm saying? Because we hard, man, we gangster. I got to tell you, man, here's my new single, Frequency of Truth. It's a truth revolution, yo. Plan on going on tour with Rebel Diaz soon. Check this out.
The 99.
Yo. 2012 Reptile Records, bitch.
Yeah.
Yes, Illuminati. DJ Manischewitz. Yo, we're gonna break it down like this. Chris Gill's in the house, bitch. Yo. I used to be a DJ, record spinning, but now I spend my evenings with the gay reptilian. That's how I operate from a vibrational state. Destroys Cavaceous, he gives it to me straight. That's how I claim infinite love. My brain is fucked up from new age drugs. I'm the Vanilla Ice of the fucking truth movement. I gotta sell filters and new Biru bullshit. If I'm not making pictures, cause I got water on the brain. It filter in my intellect, so please let me explain. Yo, frequency of truth. Frequency of truth. If I sell enough water filters, I'll have money and fame. I can get women, I can go insane. But now I just have a show on Oracle Broadcasting. Fuck everybody, it's Illuminati. Yo, follow me to the truth frequency. These gay reptilians, they really got me. They are real, but you just can't see. Without your ayahuasca in the DMT, they come out my closet and tap my third eye, cuz now you know what I mean when I claim infinite love. Frequency, the frequency of truth. Frequency, the frequency of truth. Don't be a retard and listen to Chris Everard. Don't be a retard, listen to Chris Everard. Frequency of truth. Frequency of truth. Yo, man. Yo, I saw Gio the other day flying around with George Kepstein in a rainbow-colored UFO, ho. You know what I'm saying? They were traveling through the cosmos while they were drinking Cosmo. Bitches. Yo, we got beef. Yeah, bring it down. 2012 Reptile Records. Illuminati. Reptile Records, bitch. Who's the chief? Yo, straight up the closet. Chris Gio. Yeah, man. Yo, infinite love, cuz. Infinite love. Woo. DJ Manischewitz. Yo. Frequency of truth. Frequency of truth. truth. Yo, 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 yo. They really got me. They are real, but you just can't see without a ayahuasca or the DMT. They come out my closet and tap my third eye, cuz you know what I mean when I claim infinite love. Yo, fuck this shit, I'm out. Yo, yo, fuck y'all records, bitch. That's real, DJ Man Shepard. Yo, 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 yo.
So that is Truther G. He's going to be the next radio host on Toracle.
You know what, Mike? I need to get a copy of that. I want that for the Truth Militia intro music.
Do you like that? Do you like that?
Yeah, I love that. Is that for real, or is that like a spoof or a joke? What is that?
No, that is actually a friend of mine named Truther G. He's a rapper. He used to be friends with Eminem, and they toured together in Detroit.
No shit.
Oh, absolutely. And he got raped by a rabbi at an early age and fucked in the ass by a gay gray alien. And he decided to do a rap career hanging out at Occupy Wall Street rallies.
Yo, yo, and, yo.
And now he wears, like, adult diapers and raps because his anus is so blown out. You know, from all the Jews that have fucked him in the ass.
That guy Chris Geo, he's another guy. Him and what's that guy's name? Vinny Eastwood.
Oh, Vinny Eastwood. Oh, the Vinny Eastwood show. Out. Crocodile Dundee just got shot. Oh, Janet Phelan is on my show for the 2 hours. We're going to talk about, can you believe the Jew haters and the Nazis that have come down from Germany and the Black Pope that's running everything? Welcome to Vinny Eastwood Show. I have tits like a bitch. Oh.
Yeah, Vinny Eastwood. Fucking kidding me?
On my next show, the Vinny Eastwood Show, Dove Cohen from Blacklisted Jew Radio.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen next. Wait and see. Wait. I'm telling you, that guy's going to be another Oracle. Is just going to be another stop on the train for people before they realize what the hell is really going on in this world.
Hey guys, I see
give
here
it
we
months.
Got,
give it a couple months.
I see here we got the 917. That's you, right, dude? Oh, you're fucking gone again. What the hell's going on here? This freaking a Blog Talk call screening thing is for the bird. 612.
I think the 917 is the rebel. And, you know, the rebel is the devil.
Now, who's the 612? Let's find out.
612. This is Ben from Minnesota.
Doug from Minnesota, what's up?
Ben from Minnesota.
Ben, what's up?
Yeah, I got a comment about yesterday's show you did on Deconstructed. You just said it exactly what it is. About what you said about all the stuff about how people's parents just don't give a crap about their kids anymore. And it's true. Because I got a story to tell. Back in my sister's, this is the year, this is like 3 months after I graduated from high school. And they had, it was after the football game, so I found out the following week, they had the kids surrounding the street called Harriet Avenue and 70th in Richfield. All the police came out. And start just terrorizing the kids and just coming after them with police dogs and start chasing them, trying to escort the kids out of there for actually riding from the streets.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. And then they just had a bomb threat after that. And plus, they brought a gun in the school. The gun was actually brought in the school like 2 years later.
Hey, check this out. I think you'll love this, okay? Listen to this.
You just got out of bed. It's time for the Jew Hate to begin.
Five Bob Tuscan left. It's kind of old. You guys have done it for so long. It's stupid. A lot of it's just and heckles and cockles and blaming other people. It's kind of so I'm calling in.
Your favorite program is over, and now it's time to become the keyboard warrior.
Yeah, he's right. You guys need to get serious. I'm tired of this tomfoolery and scammery.
There's still 18 hours left in the day for you to harass everyone that you can and help fight the New World Order from your couch.
We have a serious problem in America today. A very serious, serious problem. It can't be joked about like your Celtic Rebel and Mike Sledge do all the time. It's not a funny issue. It's not funny.
You're not just a troll. You're the best troll you can be.
You know, if I don't go to your chat room or don't listen to your show or whatever, you guys don't get it. You just hang up the phone on me and whatever. I don't really care. I know your material. I know your show, and I listen to you guys. So funny that you guys can make fun of everybody else, everything this homosexual bullshit game. It's really not. You guys, you know, I give my hats off to you. You guys are doing a good job, and you're awesome. Keep up the great work.
You haven't even mastered the English language yet, but everybody knows that grammar and spelling are for fags.
I wouldn't have to listen to the drunk, incoherent psychobabble of this shitbag fucking faggot you got on now.
You spend all day obsessing over other men and are convinced that everybody except you is a fag.
You guys are doing a great job, and I just wanted to call and say that some guy who calls himself the Celtic Rebel, who's neither Celtic nor a rebel, banning me, it drives me nuts.
You've got your laptop. You've got your Mountain Dew. You've got your lotion handy and your pants around your knees. Let the trolling begin.
Yes. I think the last caller, I think she's just mad about this Celtic Rebel character that keeps following you homos around in your chat room.
But trolling all day and obsessing over other men with your pants around your knees does have its drawbacks.
Bad chat room! I just went in there to find out what's going on in the truth in Israel, and there's this Mr. Bob fella posting naughty gay pics, and this fella named Kyle Hunt posting naughty gay pics. I clicked on one of them pictures, and guess what happened? I came in my pants!
How do I get these semen stains out of my husband's t-shirts and underwear?
With the new Linder Semen Stain Removal Stick.
So I was in your chat room earlier, and just a little while ago, actually, noticing how you put down women and how you think it's real funny to promote your gay Jewish porn bullshit. It is a lady. How are you?
Linder's Stain Removal Stick will remove those naughty semen stains that go hand in hand with trolling. No pun intended.
I get tired of the esoteric bullshit, and basically the only reason I called was because some fucking fag in the goddamn fucking chat room keeps fucking banning me every time I say he's fucking fag.
That was fun.
You there, Mike?
Mike! What are we doing?
Mr. Who's Sledge. Mike
Gabber? He's out having a cigarette.
Where'd he go?
I'm sorry. Shit, I'm here. I've got 45 seconds left.
You know, I heard that the other night. That was funny as hell, that thing you played there. I heard it the other night. I forget where I heard it at. One of the Renegade broadcasting things I heard it on.
I love it, baby. Let me tell you something. You are the best. Hey, Keith, Truth Militia,
yeah.
TruthMilitia.com. Greg in New Jersey, Kyle Hunt, John Preston, RenegadeBroadcasting.com, TruthMilitia.com. Tune in. We're going to stick together. The Anti-Hasbarat Pack. I love you guys. Thanks for calling in. Thanks for listening, everybody. We're going to stick together. Fuck the Jew. Fuck him. Bye.
Good night, gentlemen.